name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. In the ancient world, it was common for a protege to ask his mentor, when the elder was about to die, for some symbol of his life's work, so that people would know that the disciple was carrying on his master's legacy. Think of the story of Elijah in the Old Testament. When he was about to be taken up to heaven in the fiery chariot, his follower, Elisha, asked if he could inherit a double portion of his spirit. Elijah obliges, and as a sign of his legacy, he gives to his student his mantle, his rolled up cloak, which in the story he had just used to miraculously part the waters of the Jordan River so that the two of them could walk across on dry land to the place they were. Elijah then ascends to heaven, and Elisha carries on his ministry in the world, taking up the mantle, and himself holds it out over the Jordan to show that he too can part the waters now, because he is as great as his teacher was. In this passage from John's Gospel, Jesus is also about to pass from this world. His disciples long to take up his mantle, so that others will recognize them as his heirs, and they too can continue his ministry in the world. But even having spent years at his side, I don't think any of them expected that his mantle would be a simple towel used for foot washing. I suspect they were hoping for a book of teachings, the power to heal the sick, multiply food, walk on water, or perform some other such miracle, or at least have some special connection to God through prayer. They wanted to be able to go out and do what Jesus did, and he showed them exactly how to go and be like him in the world. It began with the basic piece of cloth, the instrument that used to wipe off sweat and grime, clean tables, swaddle babies, dry dishes, and blot away tears. It should have been obvious that this was the mantle of Christ. This is how we show we are his disciples. But we've always pulled against it. If we want to be Jesus' followers, if we want to continue his ministry in the world, we do it with simple acts of sacrificial love. That's how true Christian community is built. And it's what he is teaching them at that Last Supper. In John's version, there are no words of institution. No, this is my body. No, do this in remembrance of me. John doesn't focus on that at the Last Supper. He tells us that if we really want to be part of Jesus' communion, we have to take up the towel as our mantle and do the work that Jesus showed us, accepting the outcast, touching the untouchable, loving the sinner, and not ever thinking ourselves above such things. In the Palestine of Jesus' day, even the slaves were not required to wash the feet of the members of the household. They just had to provide water and a towel so that people could wash their own feet. But in Christ's kingdom, these acts would not be seen in terms of hierarchy, of powerful and subservient. He asks us to see them in the light of his love. This is what communion is about. And if you can't see it, you miss out on the beauty of Christian community. But if you dare to be vulnerable and powerless in love, then you know what it is to stand in the place of Christ in our world and see as God sees. Jesus makes it clear to all who want to follow in his footsteps, "By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, that you love one another. He could have said that people would recognize them because they were righteous, or they kept all the law, or that they performed amazing miracles, or that they changed the world. But he said, they'll know by the way you love one another. That would be the telltale sign of his disciples. That's how we build the dream of Christ. That's how we keep him present in our communion. In the Reformation, many reformers actually wanted to add foot washing as a sacrament. It is, after all, something Jesus commanded his followers to do, and it's a sign to us of God's grace in the world. Some traditions actually did add it, but most rejected the idea of adding sacraments. However, the church never rejected the idea that this is how we model Christ. This is how we show the world that our teacher taught something different, that he was trying to redeem the world, bring everyone into his communion, starting with the last and the lowest, and showing them love by touching their dirty, hidden, and vulnerable places with care and compassion. Through the years, foot washing has had a transformative role in spreading the true nature of Christian faith. In 2004, at the Forum on World Evangelization, there was a dramatic foot washing ceremony in which formerly divided communities and opposing people groups, Palestinians and Israelis, Hutus and Tutsis from the Rwandan genocide, washed one another's feet as a gesture of hope that the Christian gospel could heal the world. In 2006, a former official of South Africa's apartheid regime washed the feet of anti-apartheid activists as an apology and sign of love that would restore right relationships in his country. And Pope Francis has made it part of his yearly Holy Week practice to wash the feet of those he longs to show are prized objects of God's love: female prisoners, Muslim migrants, the disabled. That sort of healing love is the mantle of Jesus, and he has showed his disciples how to carry on his work. The sort of vulnerability it takes to participate in foot washing is somewhat unnatural, and the type of gentle caring it requires to lovingly wash someone else's feet is not normal in our world. As a matter of fact, I think we would describe it as godly, Christ-like. And this is how we continue Jesus' work. In a world that values power, we serve. In a society of individualism, we connect to the other in true communion. And in a culture that prizes the image, we dare to become vulnerable. Community, service, and the ability to love and to be loved in return for who we really are, these are the signs of Christ. These are our acts of love that prove we are his disciples. These are what will transform our world into the kingdom of God. Christ is calling all his disciples to it. Come and love one another, and let us be known by it. Amen.